mouth. She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't doing nothing but running his mouth. Talk about it, we all about it. They make it.
Chewy, do you remember when Za'Darius Smith commissioned a team captain chain for himself?
I do.
That was wild. Right?
Yes.
Like, captain is one of those things, like, it's a prestige, it's an honor, you earn it. And when you earn it, I suppose you, there are certain things that go along with that honor. Za'Darius was not a captain in 2021, right?
Yeah, he had previously been a captain. When they voted, he was not voted a captain, so he was so upset that he decided, I'm the captain now.
Make himself up.
And he made himself
bobble.
Usually the patch that you see on the jersey, and he made it into a diamond pendant.
So maybe given that context, given that background, this is not that strange. Still very unusual. Za'Darius Smith posted a picture yesterday. Za'Darius Smith, former Packer, now Lion. Although maybe we don't know how for how long, right?
Technically under contract, but it'd be very easy to get rid of him.
He posted a picture of a ring on his Instagram stories. It looks like it is, well, it looks very expensive. And it's a lot of diamonds. It looks like it is a lion, the logo of the lion on one side. It has the name Smith, so we know it's his. Although Smith, a very popular name, I suppose we could argue it's not. But then it does have the number. Is that
99?
Is that a 99?
Yeah.
It's a little jumbled in the middle. Sort of looks like 88 a little bit. And he posted it saying, the ring before the ring, which led people to wonder, did Za'Darius Smith, who famously got himself commissioned a Captain C chain, a pendant, a bauble of the Captain C, make himself, order himself, get himself a ring? What would this ring even be for, Gabe? Winning the North?
I don't know. I have no idea why this ring exists, and I don't know what the ring before the ring means. Like, that doesn't make any sense either.
Well, eventually they're going to win a Super Bowl ring, I assume. And this is the ring before that ring.
So this is like, I don't know if you ever heard of the promise ring.
Yes.
That's what it seems like this concept is. This is the promise ring that you're promising to be together. You're not really engaged, but here's a ring that you're promising to be together forever.
Yeah, and I remember junior year of college being super psyched about a promise ring, gang. We don't have to unpack all of that. I just wanted to throw that out
I'm glad that I'm not the only one who's familiar with the concept.
Yeah, very familiar, actually. Where is
that?
Well,
it's like, isn't it like a collateral ring or whatever the hell they call it?
Oh, the colada ring, right? The Irish ring? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. Pina coladas have rings?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if it's upside down, then it means you're taken. This reeks of self-praise stink PU.
Oh, for sure. Well, if, again, he did, in fact, commission it. There's no chance that the Lions did this, right, guys? Because we would have seen other players. Would have seen other players who would have also posted, you know, their NFC North. Again, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, again, you've seen the number of diamonds that exist in that ring.
It's a lot.
There is no way the Lions are commissioning diamonds and that many diamonds in a ring for a team that won back-to-back NFC North championships.
Yeah.
Like, you're not spending that kind of money on that unless you do one thing and one thing only.
See, this to me is a flawed psyche. This idea that you have to make trophies, create awards, chase awards. It feels like you need to, like, fill a void, fill a hole. Like, there are plenty of things. First of all, Za'Darius Smith, can we just have a conversation for 1 second? You're in the freaking NFL, man. Like, that in and of itself is a great accomplishment. There are plenty of guys who have played the game at other levels and have never gotten to play a snap in the National Football League. Take pride in that. You don't need to fictionalize. You don't need to create baubles to signify your success. That's where this gets weird to me, Gabe. It's like creating a ring of that you play for an NFL team, that you play for an NFL team that won a lot of games, that you play for an NFL team that won the NFC North. Because beyond that, those are the only accomplishments of the Lions this year.
Maybe he was just down in the dumps. After they lost in the divisional round, things went bad. So a little retail therapy to try to pick up his spirits heading into the postseason. I don't know. I'm grasping at straws here on why you would create and spend money on this thing.
You think he goes out with his jersey on?
Might.
I bet he does.
Be sick. I'd be so sick if he did.
We got reaction rolling in already on this. So if you missed it, it looks like, and again, we cannot confirm. It's just based on what was posted on Za'Darius Smith's Instagram page. But it is a large, what looks to be expensive bauble that says the ring before the ring. It has his name on it. If you're watching on the YouTube stream, we have posted the picture on there as well. The ring before the ring, it looks like it has a Lions logo on the side. Justin weighing in on the Carbless talk and text line saying, Dan Campbell would lose his mind if his team did this. He would collect the rings and toss them into the Detroit River. I'm inclined to agree with Justin. Based on what we know about Dan Campbell, he's not a everybody gets a medal, everybody gets a trophy guy, right? He's not sitting there handing out ceremonial rings for winning the North. That goes against everything that we have seen from Dan Campbell. But Za'Darius Smith, on the other hand, who has made himself a captain, Sichu, this tracks. What would you do if one of your teammates did this?
I'm trying to think if I played with anyone this obnoxious.
But I mean, this is, as far as we know, this is just a ring to celebrate being on the Lions. Like, it could just be that.
Is that his number? So
yeah.
He's celebrating himself, too.
Celebrating himself on the Lions, yes.
We need to factor in the caption he put with it, the ring before the ring, which would mean to me he's getting himself a pre-Super Bowl ring, which is presumptive, especially for a guy who is probably plus odds to not be on the Lions next year because his contract has like $300,000 of dead cap or $600,000. Like, it's a bizarre move to kind of, like, it feels like, now we're getting into superstitions, but it feels like bad to put that out there.
Juju. Bad juju. You got to show your commitment, Joshy. You got to show the Lions how committed. This is like
you got to promise.
This is like
you got to promise the Lions that you're committed.
Do we think Brad Holmes is going to factor this in when it comes to making roster decisions?
Yeah, when they do the calculations and they're
hoping that Brad Holmes would give him the promise ring, so he had to make one for himself.
I do like that someone wrote, posting this in Cancun is diabolical. Yeah, man, you're at home. Like, there's another team representing the NFC in the Super Bowl. Posting this, is it just feels like bad timing as well. I'm curious what Packers fans think of Za'Darius Smith. And again, there's a lot of nebulousness to this. We're not sure. Maybe someone got it for him. Maybe his wife got it for him. What do you think, Chu? You think maybe it was
no.
a gift?
Based upon the captain's pendant when he wasn't even a captain.
See, that's the thing. That's going to work against him as far as giving him the benefit of the doubt.
Does he have self-awareness? Because I think
obviously not.
Lacks self-awareness. Does he know that people think he's a tool and he doesn't care? Or does he have no idea that he's a tool?
I don't think he has any idea.
Because it's not just athletes. I mean, I know people that I've met throughout the years that are this tooly. And
well,
it mostly has to deal with country clubs.
It's tough to be this. I mean,
I'm sure you've seen a lot of them.
In order to be this tooly, Chew, you got to have a lot of money. Because I'll tell you what, I don't have enough money in my bank account to blow on a ring that looks like that.
But you've seen golfers that are complete tools.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Yeah. So this isn't just relegated to athletes. Maybe that's the top 10 list. Top 10 tools that you know. That'd be wonderful.
Are you going to call out 10 people?
Done it before.
That's why I'm trying to encourage it.
Jared in Canton weighing in saying, Z's ring will look glorious when he completes his division tour and follows Ben Johnson to Chicago. They'll love him there. Clint in the 312 says, Za'Darius is so desperate to be a guy, but he just isn't. His old bedroom in his mom's house is probably full of participation trophies.
Oh, yeah.
Homemade, by the way. And that's what I was wondering. If this is one of those things where, like, he just needs that validation. Some people need external validation, and in absence of it, they will create it. And I can't help but wonder if Za'Darius Smith is doing this thing where, hey, I had a good year. I had a damn good year with the Lions, and I deserve a ring for that year. You know what I mean? Like, you do that sort of justification in your head. Again, you mentioned retail therapy, Gabe. Some people do that, too.
What do you think the vanity plates on his car are?
Ooh.
I mean, you know he has vanity plates.
Sack
right?
monster.
Douche.
Yeah.
Z best. Z best.
Oh, Z best. Okay. Right?
ZZ top.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. I don't know if we're doing power rankings.
Like,
there's a lot of mystery. A lot of mystery around
what he says.
Every time he says, I got a good one, it stinks.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Shut up, Josh. I heard that.
Oh.
You shut up.
How's Jen's, your lottery
Jen's
ticket?
The one who said it stinks.
Did you rip it up yet?
He comes after Joshy first. I absolutely love it. A weekly pulse on the Milwaukee Bucks, straight from a fan favorite and Bucks legend. Tune in to Hear District with Marcus Johnson, a Bucks Plus audio production. Marcus and his son Chris, a 1995 UCLA hoops champ himself, talk about everything happening in the Bucks world. And they're joined by some of the biggest names in basketball. Plus, they'll answer your questions too. Stay on the beat of the Bucks and find Hear District now, Bucks.com/plus, the Bucks app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What was a rebound? Rebound? What'd you just say?
Robust.
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 You could say robust. Rebound. Doesn't robust sound like a nice rebound. Word of saying just a click below fat?
No, buddy, you're not fat.
Well,
you're
there's
rebound.
Well, Charles Barkley.
There's another
round mound of rebound.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Back here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Did we ever figure out if Chew was a click above dumb or a click below dumb?
I think I'm right on the number.
Depends on the day.
He's above. He's above. You can't know as much about football as he does and be a click below.
So he's a click above.
He's a click above.
Okay. Let's prove that here. Chew, what are we doing for power rankings?
Bless it. Now we got to prove it.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chew.
Did you catch the game last night? Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
I'm nervous, buddy.
Don't be nervous. Don't be nervous. So this is from the top tens again. And Gabe, I believe you've seen this list in other places.
Oh, I hope so.
This is the top tens. All I want, and you got to think a little bit, but this is doable. Give me the 10 best NFL teams of all time. 10 best of all time.
Based on record, based on wins.
Based on vibes.
Colors.
Quit asking questions he doesn't have answers to.
Thank you. Joshy. The 10 best. Oh, that's BS. What the hell?
All right, wait, are you just looking at the list now?
Of course he is.
Okay.
I'm going to give you 10 seconds if you want to pivot off of it to something else.
You think he's got something else ready
choice.
To go?
I'll give you the choice. Or do you want the 10 most popular Packers of all time?
For the love of God.
I mean, teams is easier. There's only, 32 of them.
Let's do Packers.
Okay.
Right, popular Packers?
I got to get there.
Are you scrolling? What happens if you get to this list and you don't like it?
Oh, here we go.
He's not going to like it. He always doesn't like it.
There's one reason I like it.
You're on it.
No. I'm not on it.
All right.
I will tell you at the end of it why I like it. Okay, so... And all it says is give me the top 10 Green Bay Packer players.
Wait, I thought you said it was popular.
Yeah, it is popular.
All right, wicked. Let's go.
Brett Favre.
Brett Favre. Where do you think he's at?
Below Bart.
I'm going to say he's, I don't know. He's one or two.
Brett is number three.
I've got Bart Starr as number one, but maybe not one. I don't know.
Bart Starr is four.
Ooh, okay.
So Reggie?
Reggie is six.
Okay.
Rodgers.
Aaron Charles Rodgers is number one.
Wow.
That's why I did the list, just to piss Jen off.
That doesn't bother me. I understand the rationalization.
Okay, so you got one Rodgers, three Favre, four Starr. Six, Reginald.
Donald Driver.
Donald Driver is just outside.
Oh, really?
11.
Is this just players or coaches involved as well?
No, this is players.
Just players? Okay, so yeah. I'll go Nitschke.
Ray Nitschke, who I believe was from Wisconsin, right? is number five.
All right.
What about Charles Woodson?
Charles Woodson.
Not
scrolling.
On the list. Yeah. Darn it.
Hold on. Scrolling is number 14.
Okay. I mean, there's got to be another. I'm guessing there's another Lombardi era on there. Jerry Kramer's always been popular, but what about Paul Hornung?
Paul Hornung is not on the list.
Oh. Won an MVP. Apparently not good enough to be popular.
What about Leroy Butler Hall of Fame?
Not on the list.
Really? Lambeau Leap and all?
Well, careful. That's
I know, I know, I know. Been around long enough to know where you stand on that.
Okay. I will say Jerry Kramer.
Not on the list.
Wow. This is bizarre. Maybe there's some more like guys from the Super Bowl. Would like a Jordy Nelson be on the list? Again, amongst Packers fans, Jordy Nelson was extremely popular. Mm-hmm.
Jordy Nelson, he was 22. Ugh. 22.
All right. Can you do me a favor?
Don Hutson?
Yeah, maybe.
Don Hutson, good pull, Gabe, is number two.
Oh, okay.
Number two on the list.
Now, I'm not exactly sure how popularity works anymore because I know
there's
Don
one you'll never get. There's one you'll never get, and it'll blow your mind that he's on this list.
Hmm. Travis Jervey?
The Magic Man?
No.
Oh,
So I have three from a ways Howard? Back. I got three from the ways back, and I could give you 400 guesses, and you would never get this guy.
Hold on. Can you reset the list for us?
Reset the list. Aaron Charles 1, Hudson 2, Favre 3, Star 4, Nitschke 5, Reginald 6. You're missing 7, 8, 9, and 10.
Forrest Gregg.
Forrest Gregg. Good pull, Joshy, is number 8.
Oh, okay, good. You already guessed Kramer?
I did. What about Max McGee?
Max is not on the list.
Okay. Jim Taylor?
Jim Taylor, number 7 on the list.
Okay.
So you're just missing 9, who you will never get. I think they put him on the wrong list. And 10, same era.
Wait, so is 9 Julius Peppers?
No. He's on the wrong list.
Willie Wood?
I would think it'd be most hated Packers.
On the wrong list.
Most hated Packers?
You got to think about it.
Okay, who do the Packers?
Darren Sharpe.
No, who's the offensive lineman they took?
That's a good guess, Joshy. That's a good guess.
Who's the offensive lineman they took that was roided up?
Mandrich?
Yeah.
Nope. This is right in front of your face.
Most hated
Probably
Packers?
The most
David
recent.
David Bakhtiari.
No.
The most recent hated Packer? No.
Most recent, man. I'm stumped.
I mean, that'd
on
be like Devondre
you
Campbell.
You guys are going to kick yourself. All right, get 10 first, Gabe.
Well, so what's the era of 10?
He said same era.
To finish it off.
So is that recent? Like a Clay Matthews?
Era.
Is, oh,
60s.
Sorry.
So 60s.
And this is he's a real nice guy.
Dave Robinson?
No. Corner.
Wood?
Another.
Herb Adderley?
Herb Adderley's the other one, yeah.
Is 10.
Whoa.
When do you want to pull the plug on 9? It is
give us
in your face.
Okay.
Rashawn Gary?
That's great.
He
great
said
pull.
60s, though, didn't he?
No, for no. Ad for 10.
Super Bowl. Super Bowl 10.
So the 2010 Super Bowl team.
And I guess Matthews, right?
Raji?
Who do we not like from
Greg
that
Jennings?
I don't know.
Greg Jennings, number 9.
It's a terrible list.
It is a terrible, but it's so bad.
Greg
it's so
Jennings
good.
Was obscenely popular during his time in Green Bay. The only thing that had people turn on him was when Rodgers and him were button heads.
Well, yeah, no, when people turned on him is when he went to the Vikings and said he was brainwashed by the Packers. That's what got people to turn on Greg Jennings. And then he bashed the organization every turn he could in order to try to further his own broadcast career.
See, I think a good bad list is better than a good list.
Mental gymnastics with Chew.
Don't you?
Man, of all the great wide receivers the Packers had, well, you know, James Lofton, Sterling Sharp. Greg Jennings is the one who's on the list.
Popular, about, though. This is
But people love
Greg Jennings. Greg Jennings in front of Jordy?
Yeah. In front of Devontae? He was more beloved than those guys.
Who's Devontae? Oh, Adams. Give me a minute.
Oh, we will.
I thought it was a good list. Thank you.
It's decent. It's fine. Lots of folks weighing in on the list. Steven says, where was Mark Chmura? Trent did guess Greg Jennings. Danielle guessing Sterling Sharp. Dumpy also on the Sterling Sharp bandwagon. Clay Matthews, Curly Lambeau. Was Curly on the list?
Curly had some issues, though. I saw a doc on him.
Little surprised Leroy wasn't on the list from a popularity standpoint.
AJ Hawk, 15.
What?
That's Ryan very popular. Grant.
Not with
Grant,
the Packers. 12.
Ryan Grant. Okay, 12. Now that you people know what? He's being bolstered by the Super Bowl.
I
there.
Mean, people like AJ Hawk more now than they did when he played for the Packers. Like, the constant knock on AJ Hawk was that, yeah, he was the fifth guy drafted, sure, but he's not good enough. Like, people didn't like AJ.
Fall on the pile, get a tackle.
He was so good in the locker room, you guys.
How about this? Number 25. Oh, my God. This is a bad... Well, whatever.
Yeah, what was that? I'm sorry, what was that?
25.
Are you letting some personal...
Video game. Video game.
Video game.
Go way back video game.
Way back video... I mean, when I think of video game, I think of you, because you got 100 in Madden.
When I think of video game, I think of Darren Sharper.
Hardest hitting
Jen,
safety
way
in
back,
league.
Jen, way back in our era. Pong. Pong. Nothing?
Was somebody on a cover back in the day?
No, this is the guy. This is his first name.
No idea.
Atari Bigby.
Oh, yeah.
He is
who the hell is that?
Cult hero.
25?
What do you mean, who is that?
Laid
that
the was wood.
The, yeah, laid the wood. You just said Darren Sharper.
Yeah,
2007 NFC Defensive Player of the Month, Atari Bigby to you. Yeah.
Here comes the boom. All right.
Atari Bigby? Am I missing something here?
I just told you who he was.
Yeah, he's a flash in the pan. Played with reckless abandon.
Andre Rison 20? I love Andre.
Whether you're a local who wants to enjoy a night out or you're planning to visit the great city of Milwaukee, enjoy an artfully stylish experience. Stylish? A stylish experience. Stylish. What am I, Sean Connery? At St. Kate the Arts Hotel, it's ideally located in the heart of the theater district in downtown Milwaukee. With deluxe accommodations, culinary creativity, on-site art galleries, and nightly live music, you'll enjoy every element of your stay at St. Kate. Learn more and book your stay at stkatearts.com. That's stkatearts.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Do you like your pickles warm or cold?
Want my pickle a little warm.
Warm's good.
It's better than cold.
Cold you can be good, too.
Yeah, well, no, cold shrinkage gets involved. Good. It's not great.
On 94.5 ESPN.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy on this Tuesday morning. Chewy, how long do you spend in the shower?
I mean, anywhere 4 minutes to 7 minutes.
Okay, that sounds about right. I think that for many people, the shower is longer. Shower can be a very like therapeutic, relaxing experience if you have the time, of course. Like, I'm not saying every morning when you're hustling off to work or you're getting the kids ready and putting them on the bus or doing all the things you got to do in the morning that you can take a long shower. But I think most people take longer than a 5 minute shower. The reason this is relevant is because a town in Australia had to limit residents to 5 minute showers because a water pump broke. I guess my first question is, how do you enforce that, Gabe? How are we making sure that people are taking 5 minute showers?
It's easy. You send a police officer to every house. They don't have to go into the bathroom, but they sit outside of the bathroom door with a little stopwatch. And once they hear that shower water hit the ground for the first time, you start the timer. And the second you get, over 5 minutes, then they're allowed to go in there and turn the shower off.
All right, so we're going to start a timer here on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy just to see how quickly 5 minutes goes by. Josh, you just started it now. And in 5 minutes, we'll let you know that your shower time is up. Chew, do you have a routine in the shower? Do you start at the top and work your way down? Do you sort of move all around? Does it go by need? What needs to be cleaned first? And then the things that don't kind of fall by the wayside?
It goes top to bottom. So I wash my hair every third day or fourth day. So if I do that, then you go to the face, and then you go to the body wash, and then you're gone. But I've been conditioned to for short showers, and this is why. Because when I was growing up as a kid, there were five of us. So after sports, we'd all have to take a shower. And it kind of went in the pecking order, oldest to youngest. I was third. I was right in the middle.
Hold on. I'm sorry. You said there were five of you? I thought you were famously the middle of six.
Five boys.
Yeah, but the six wasn't born yet. Okay. He's 11 years younger than me. So my dad, you know, back in the day, he would shut the furnace off. So when we got home, you know, there's so much water in the tank. So the oldest would take one, the second, and then my younger brother, who's a Richard, would take a shower and sit in the shower and wait until all the hot water was gone, just to screw me over, and then I'd take a shower. So that's why I'm conditioned to take such short showers.
Because it was cold water.
Cold water. Okay. Yes.
So you think you could handle this? If your governments came to you and said, we got a broken water pipe, you can only take a 5-minute shower, you could handle it?
Easily. And here's what I do with Angie. This is all I do with her, because you girls, it takes 9 hours to get ready, right? So I say, give me a 7-minute warning. That includes shower, shave, getting dressed, out the door. So I can do it all in 7 minutes.
She wishes. Gabe, what's your
Good point. That's fair.
Gabe, what's your shower routine?
Yeah, it sounds pretty similar to the big guys. I'm in and out pretty quick every morning. Part of the morning routine.
Do you wash your beard in the shower?
Of course, yeah.
Scrub, scrub.
With shampoo?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why
not with shampoo? I mean, right? You just
hair.
You're up there with the shampoo you got there, and then you just kind of go down with the beard. Yeah, because otherwise, if you don't, like, the beard can really not smell great, and it's attached to your face. That's not a good spot.
Pits and junk first, or is that just in the progression?
No, that's in the progression. I'm with Chewy. Top down. Like, if you're just kind of randomly hitting all over, unless you're like. Like, if you find yourself in a situation where you have to jump in the shower because you, like, fell in a mud pit or whatever, okay, get whatever dirt you have to off. But if just a regular shower, there's the order operating. It's top to bottom. And that's the only way any of this makes any sense.
So maybe women are different. That's how cats do it. Now I'm picturing him in the shower, licking the back of his hand.
Well, that's what Chewy had to do when he ran out of water.
He's doing that. I think it might be different for women, though. Because, so the first thing I do when I get in the shower is I shampoo my hair. Right. And then I rinse my shampoo, because you don't want shampoo sitting on your hair. But then I put conditioner on my hair. And while the conditioner is sitting on my hair, that's when I do all of the other stuff. Right. Including, like, twice a week, shaving my legs. I don't have to shave my legs every time I go
twice
into the shower.
Twice a week?
Hey, I take, like, maybe 3 showers a week. Like, twice a week it's pretty good, I think. So then I shave, you know, my armpits, shave my legs, do that while the conditioner is sitting on my head. Then I go back and rinse the conditioner, and then I go through and make sure I've cleaned all the important parts. But I got to be honest with you, I don't do all the things, right? We've talked about this. I'm not down there scrubbing my feet.
No, but the knees below, you don't even need to wash.
Well, again, I just told you that I shave my legs. So that goes from the ankle to the thigh.
So the shaving cream... I mean, that's enough. It's kind of like soap, right? You don't need to soap.
No, but
there.
Not at all like soap.
After you shave, because you got all the little hairs.
Go ahead, Chew. When you do the dishes tonight, if you're out of, you know, a little bit of Dawn, just grab the shaving cream canister and throw that on the plate. See if that cleans it off.
You know what you can't do? And I think I told you this before. Because you can't use the washing machine pods in the dishwasher. Gets way too soapy. I ran out. What was I supposed to do?
Go get more.
I mean, that's a long drive.
You've got time.
Try that one time.
No, why would I do that? First of all, I don't have the pods. I just have the liquid detergent, so I don't have the pods that I could even throw
old
in.
Old school.
Didn't realize that was old school.
How are we doing on the timer? Have we hit this 5-minute shower yet?
Oh, I'd be out by now.
There's the end.
Oh, there's there it the is. 5 minutes.
5 minutes. Okay. Is that quick? Does that feel quick Why? Or does that feel long?
How long is your shower, Jen?
It's going to be more than five. I think it's probably closer to a 10-minute shower.
But why? You're half our size.
That's a great point.
More hair on the top of her head.
That, I have to let the conditioner sit for it. Like, it's usually like a 3-minute process. God forbid if I do anything else. Like sometimes you have a leave-in conditioner that you put in afterwards or things like that.
So do you just stand there or do you move on to other things while the conditioner's in?
I'm shaving my legs.
Hmm. Fair.
Are guys supposed but to then condition you throw, their hair or no?
But then do you throw guys, like a shower cap on? Because if you're bending over to like shave your legs, the water's pouring down on you. How careful are you about making sure your head doesn't get wet and that doesn't rinse off the conditioner that's in there?
Yeah, you just move the head. Move the shower head over. Huh. All right, listen. I think 5-minute showers are crazy. But if you guys can do it, more power to you.
Oh, easily.
I bet you, though, you're spending more time in the That's shower what I was than gonna you say. Think you're spending.
I think oftentimes, I mean, it makes sense when you like are budgeting time and getting ready and you're like, I have only X amount of times. Because, I mean, I could shower in like 3 minutes if I'm doing that. I'm really trying to go there. But like sometimes you just lose track of time and like, how many times have you just been standing there because you're tired?
Yeah, but
and
no,
you're just like
you're cold.
In la-la land.
Yeah, that's the only reason I take an extended shower if I'm cold.
Dario has fallen asleep in the shower before.
Yeah, that was hangover, that lay was, down, next
that
thing
That was new to me. When I'd be like, hey, you okay? He's like, yeah, I just fell asleep. In the shower?
Fall asleep standing up? I didn't know that was possible.
He sits down.
Well, so the best shower when I was in the dorms at Platteville was the one all the way down at the end. Had a nice little bench, fold it down. You're a little tired after practice.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's in that one. Go there. Just sit there. Let the water pour down,
hold
hit
on,
you.
Gabe,
oh, that's
Gabe,
great.
Time out. Hold on. It's baseball. How in the hell are you tired after baseball practice? What are you kidding me?
Because we wouldn't do conditioning. We wouldn't do weights. Yeah, we wouldn't
poles.
Do any of that. Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
What do you think baseball practice consists of? Like, eating sunflower seeds and scratching your balls?
Here we go, kid. After we did clapping
Move
practice.
Yeah, exactly.
Ducks in the pond.
Two down.
Hey, better. Swing, better. That's Chewy's picturing baseball practice.
I practiced walking to first base after taking ball four. Like, no, man. Like, base running drills. Like, you're constantly moving. It's
you're
like any other practice.
You're never more elitist than when you criticize baseball for its athleticism.
Which is mostly fair, but it doesn't mean we're not doing stuff.
You don't condition. What the hell you condition for? You get a ball maybe twice a game for crying out loud.
Sure, but when that ball comes your way, especially in the outfield, you better be able to get on your horse. Can't be like, I couldn't get there, coach. We didn't condition enough.
Yeah, we had to run less than a 6-minute mile every week. And if you didn't, you ran it every single day.
That's fast.
And it's not 6, 5:59. You ran it in 6, you were running it the next day.
Where'd your speed go?
What do you mean?
When you did the half marathon, did you get even close to a six-minute mile?
God, no. That was 20 years
do
ago.
Do you think you could run a 6-minute mile now?
Heavens, no. Not even close.
I think you could.
Do you want to?
Yeah, it'd be tough.
That'd be the thing. I'd have to actually like put effort and train into that.
Was that a sneak diss there from Jen saying you ran too slow? Was that what she was doing there?
Yeah, that's exactly what she was doing, yeah.
Oh, I was asking if he thought he could
slow
do it
poke.
Now.
I saw those times.
Nah, the marathon. He ran the half marathon for charity. No criticism here. We'll take a break on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Wrap up the show after this. Stick around.
It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The big hurt.
I heard that's like, eh.
Ron and the Keywagon say you guys should slow down before you take on a sponsor.
Here I am.
On 94.5 ESPN.
We put it on the Jen, Gabe, and Chewy Twitter poll this morning. Do you believe in premonitions or dreams and what they tell you? Why did my brain immediately go to Cher? Do you believe in premonitions? 50-50 here. 52% of people are saying yes. 47% of people saying no. I'm trying to decide where I land on this. I don't believe in all premonitions. I do believe in some premonitions. I do believe, we have talked about this before. You guys made fun of me for my Tyler Henry thing, which whatever, fine. But I believe that people exist on the spectrum. And some people are more tapped in to that spiritual sort of medium side of the world than others. And so I'm not going to dismiss every single person that claims that they, you know, might be more locked in there and have premonitions and have, you know, seeing into the future sort of things. I don't think it's absolute is what I'm trying to say. Gabe, where do you land on the, do you believe in premonitions or dreams?
I mean, I don't believe what they tell you because I don't remember what they would tell me.
What if someone else said it though, right? Like,
yeah.
So that's a no.
Yeah.
Gabe is a no.
What are you doing dreaming about me? What does that have to do with me?
What if it's your mom?
I think dreams are out of your dreams. Dreams are a peek
at
the afterlife.
That's another song. Get into my car.
Right? Dreams are a peek at the afterlife?
Whoa, what?
Yeah. I mean, then why do we dream?
So when Mussolini had a premonition about the Powerball, that was an afterlife thing as opposed to a current life? Josh, you stop wasting your time going to the gas station.
If that's what I'm holding on to here,
also,
I'm
there
out.
Also, there are gas stations in heaven?
Yeah.
You never know.
Where else hopefully are you supposed to buy your lottery tickets?
Hopefully they're Quick Trips or Wawa's.
No, Buc-ee's. Goodness. This is the show of note. Remember,
Buc-ee's isn't really a gas station, though.
They have 120 pumps.
I know, but it's more about the mall or the building than it is the gas pumps.
We should put that on the poll. Is Buc-ee's,
I have never,
is Buc-ee's
I've never
more
filled
about
up at
the
a
brisket
Buc-ee's.
Or the gas?
Yeah.
I honestly have no idea. I've never been there. I don't feel like I can
and
properly vote.
I cannot
vote.
Wait for us to like bring you through the doors. We're going to get a whole social media thing. It's going to be like, as the doors open.
I'm hoping
open
there aren't
you.
Delays like, they're one in, like the one in DeForest.
Delays?
Well, because there was the one in DeForest that they haven't figured out yet. Like, that was announced years ago, and this one in Oak Creek apparently is going to be done before that one.
If your significant other had a dream about winning the Powerball at a specific jackpot, how would you approach playing it? Play the exact jackpot every time. Play up to that jackpot every time. 76% of people, Joshy, are saving your wallet. They say you can only play or you only need to play the exact jackpot.
It feels like a lot of pressure because if the 222 number comes up exactly and I miss it,
yeah.
Like I got to be on Powerball update daily at that rate.
Oh, yeah, because 222 is not big enough where it's going to be making the news and catch everybody's attention. Like you got to be searching out that information.
Can't you just sign up for alerts or something? You can sign up for alerts for anything. There's got to be a way that you could sign up for a Powerball alert when it hits.
Alert.
You're anti-alert?
Yeah.
Wait, did you say a membership, Chew?
Yeah, where it's just payroll. What's the thing in your phone? You know, the automatic whatever.
Yep, exactly.
Where you just, do you have that? Is
I don't
that
know
possible?
What the hell you're talking
He's
about.
Talking about an automatic withdrawal that would automatically
automatic
go to,
withdrawal, thank you.
That would go to the lottery anytime that it hit 222.
No, you can't do that automatically.
The level of pride that Gabe feels when he can deduce what Chewy is trying to say.
Well,
I don't know if you can match that in your life, if I'm being honest.
It's to the point where like I hear what he's saying and everybody's like, what is he talking about? I'm like, what are you, dumb? Here's what he's clearly saying. How do you not understand this?
It's illegible.
What would my language be called?
Chewies.
Yeah. Dummy.
1,000,000%. It's obviously Chewies.
You guys suck.
What? What did
no,
I do?
I love you, Gabe.
All right. All right.
Josh,
yeah, everybody
always
else.
Has that, Josh always has that under the voice, only a few people can hear if they're listening, disparaging comments about me. And I'm going to do something about it.
From Florida?
No, you won't.
You're right. I'm battling with Ben right now. Just tell him to shut up. He's trying to make me work.
What do we got going on here? Dreams.
Hey.
Leave
it back.
Yeah. Yellow. Oh, boy.
I just heard a different tune coming in, and I was like, what's happening here? What do we got going on? And then it was like, bing, I can name that tune in. Well, longer than I would have liked, if I'm being honest. Will the Intouch is next on ESPN Milwaukee. Have a great day, everybody.
Listen.